Thank you and good afternoon. Someone said don't grumble because you don't have what you want. Be thankful you don't get what you deserve. We're once again happy for the opportunity, and we thank you for listening to our Bible Meditations program. All right, let's get back to our lesson regarding spirituality. All of us understand that there is life in being spiritually minded, but we also understand that there is death, that is, spiritual death, if we are carnally minded. To be carnally minded means that this world and its activities becomes over-important to us, and we look in that direction rather than in the direction of what is right. Well, keep that in mind, and then use that as a backdrop for what we're looking at in the examples in the Bible. Paul says in Romans 15 and verse 4, that the things written in the Bible, the Old Testament included, are things that are written for our learning. And so when I go to Bible examples, those who lived under the Old Testament or those who lived in New Testament time, I can learn lessons that will help me as far as living faithful lives are concerned. God wants me to serve Him faithfully. And so He gives to us examples of people who did that. Can I look at the life of an individual and see spirituality in their conduct? I believe that's possible. And so I believe that as we have looked at some of those signs of spirituality, we've been able to key in on what the Bible says about those qualities. For instance, Mary wanted to hear what Jesus had to say. That's a sign of spirituality. Also, Dorcas was a woman who just believed that if I have something that I can do to be of service to other people, then I'm going to do it. And so that's a sign of spirituality. We've come now to a study of a man named Stephen. Stephen is described in the Bible in chapter 6 as a man of, that is of the book of Acts, as a man of great spiritual nature. He's a good man, and no question about his service to God. But now he has the occasion to stand before people and talk to them about Jesus Christ. And so he begins by giving a history of the Jewish people. He tells about the various things having to do with their coming out of bondage, how that they were led by Moses, and how that the time came that they had prophets coming to them, and they rejected those prophets. They would not have anything to do with what the prophets had to say. And so when they were reminded of what they had done, they were not happy. They were not at all pleased with what Stephen had to say to them. He was telling them the truth, but they weren't interested in what the truth is. They were angry. In fact, they were so angry that the Bible uses a term that we commonly use with reference to maybe a dog that gets angry and is nipping at someone else. The record says they gnashed on him with their teeth. That's like a dog, and that's the action. They were so angry that they decided, we'll kill this man. I learned a long time ago, you've heard this, haven't you? You can't stop the storm by breaking the barometer. And that just simply means when someone gives you a message, you don't change the message and the result of that message by persecuting the preacher. Hasn't that happened frequently? Someone has conviction enough to say what is true, but others are so angered by it that they do evil to the man who's speaking. That didn't change the message, did it? Suppose a message is sent and a messenger delivers the correct message does the fact that somebody puts to death the man who's bearing the message, did that change the message? Certainly not. Stephen was going to be stoned to death. And as he was having those people, with all of their anger and vengeance, come upon him, what's his reaction? Now, isn't it common that if somebody does something to me, I've got to do something to him? I'll get even with him. Did you ever hear anybody say that? He not get by with that. I'm going to take care of this matter. So I'll return evil for evil. Do you remember the Lord's teaching through Paul in Romans chapter 12? The latter part of the chapter, start about verse 18 in that chapter, and read how that he says, we don't return evil for evil. We overcome evil with good. We do the right thing, and we overcome evil in that manner. But you know as well as I do, the world in general says, if he gets me, then I'm going to get him. And so we try to return evil for evil. Now the Lord explained this, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. In other words, it's not in your hands. You're not the one to straighten this out. Well, did Stephen think that if he retaliated some way against the people, that that would be the right reaction to what's going on? How would you hold your anger when the people are picking up stones and stoning you? Eventually they're going to stone you to death just because you've told them the truth, not because you lied to them, or not because you said something that was totally unkind and wrong, but just the truth. And so they're stoning you in that manner to bring about your death. How would you feel toward those people? Now, you look for a sign of spirituality, and here it is. Stephen said, Father, lay not this sin to their charge. How in the world could Stephen, feeling the life flowing away from his body, say, forgive these people? They're doing the wrong thing. Don't hold them responsible for what they're doing. Forgiveness is a hard thing, isn't it? When somebody does wrong to us, somehow or other, we just by human nature feel we've got to get even. And so we begin again doing things to hurt other people. Jesus was a perfect example. On the cross, after he had been hanged on that cross by wicked men, Jesus said, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. Now here's another example of the same thing. Stephen is being stoned to death, but Stephen's action is not one of vengeance. The sign of spirituality that you see in the life of this good man is you see this man saying, don't hold them responsible. Don't lay this sin to their charge. Friends, forgiveness is required on our part. If God forgives us, we must forgive our fellow man. In Matthew chapter 18, Jesus discussed that. Do you remember Peter said, if a man sins against me 7 times and he comes and asks for forgiveness, must I forgive him? Well, the Lord responded by saying, yea, 70 times 7. It's not just 7 times. It's an unlimited number of times. If a person does wrong, it's hard to forgive him the second time. But what about someone who continually does the wrong thing and asks for forgiveness? Do we have room to say, in my heart, I'll bear this against them the rest of my life? No, the Christian, showing a sign of spirituality, is willing to say, I won't hold it against them. Vengeance belongs to God. God will take care of it. we appreciate the opportunity of looking at these Bible characters who showed signs of spirituality that need to be translated into the lives we live before our God. We hope that you'll be with us again tomorrow. And remember, in the meantime, it was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We now return you to our announcer.